something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it's Monday, which means our dear friend, Garrett Vogel, is back. We missed you last week, Garrett. How are you?
Bobby, hello! Yes, so I missed you too, but you know what? What do they say? If you let it go and it comes back to you, it means true love, right? Here we are. How was your holiday?
Absolutely lovely. I have a lovely life. Every day's a holiday for me. Really magical life. I'm so lucky. I worked quite hard to get it. And so it's a lovely, lovely holiday. How was yours?
It was great. I spent a lot of it in the city. I went to the Thanksgiving Day parade.
I was
lucky enough to have those TV seats,
ooh,
you know, you see on TV. And I saw Cher.
Oh,
in person.
Forget it. That's Christmas.
In person. It was so loud that the TV people had to ask the crowd to turn it down when she walked out of Macy's. I started thinking, when was the last time Cher was literally in Macy's? Like, because that's where the waiting rooms are, you know, for all the celebrities that you see on TV.
Right.
They walk out of Macy's and then they're on the street and it looks like they've been walking the parade for the last 2 hours.
No.
Cher walks out, and it was so loud, like people on the rooftop screaming, throwing confetti. The TV producer's like, excuse me, please, we go live in 30 seconds, just a little bit quiet. I know we want you to be loud, but not too loud. Please, Cher.
There's no one like her. Super, superstar. I'm seeing her. Actually, I'm not seeing her. I think I might be ruining a little bit of TV magic here. I've been invited to the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting.
Are you lighting the tree this year?
I am going to light the tree with a match. Now, how do you light that tree? I think you flick a switch. And so the Today Show has their offices in Rockefeller Center.
That's right.
Overlook the tree, and they're on the third floor. So you're right at the level of the top of the tree. And every year they have a party there, and they invited me for a glass of champagne, a glass of wine to watch the tree. But get this, Cher is lighting the tree, but TV magic, she's already done it.
Oh, yes.
It's pre-taped.
Well, can we pull the curtain back on something?
Yeah.
In New York City, they have a very similar thing once a week here and there where you light the Empire State Building.
Yes.
Right? And so everybody comes and there's a big switch. And obviously,
yes,
you know that switch really isn't turning on the Empire State Building. In theory, and it would be cute if that was the case. But they do it at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And all the cameras get there. And then as soon as the sun goes down, the lights go on. And look what
It's amazing. It's amazing. The tricks of TV, and we're happy to share them. On the Naughty But Nice Show, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? Big story at the top of the show. It is tea time. Meghan Markle has now named two people in the royal household who made, quote, racist remarks. So it's not just one person. It is two people, two members of the royal household who made racist remarks towards her little baby Archie. This is a new claim in a shocking new book. So I know this guy.
Do we get names?
We do not. And that's what makes me a little bit suspicious here. I know the author of the book, Omid Scobie, and he writes that the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan, wrote a private letter to King Charles in which she named the two people. She named the two people who had these conversations. Now, if you remember, she first revealed all this to Oprah in a big tell-all interview in 2021. Remember, Oprah was shocked and she said, quote, about how dark your baby is going to be, potentially, what this would mean, what it would look like. It was quite a shocking interview. Now, after that interview, William went out of his way, Prince William, to defend the royal family, saying the royals are very much not a racist family. But now we know from this new book, which Omid wrote, and he's a very good friend of Meghan Markle's. Now we know there are two people, and Charles knows who they are. It's not Charles. Charles knows who they are because Meghan sent him a letter. It feels to me like this story's never going to end until we know their names.
Yeah, but do you also think that this time next year, because it's been about a year, we'll get, there was three people, you know what I mean? Like, and then the year after that, oh, there was four people right. Now, you know, like, I get it. Like, but this seems like one of those family issues as we come off of Thanksgiving. And I'm sure a lot of people had some family discussions about, you know, family matters, but those are at the dinner table. This seems to be like airing the grievances in public. You know, this seems one of those things that needs to be done behind closed doors, maybe.
Right. No, when Meghan threw down the gauntlet on the Oprah Winfrey interview and brought this up, the whole world exploded. And I hit the phones. I tried to call all my royal sources and they didn't know. They gave me a few names. And what they said is that they speculated just what the baby would look like. They also thought, oh, will the baby have red hair? Because Harry's a redhead.
Right.
If I had a baby, the first thing you'd ask is it got that big Rob Shooter nose? Is it going to have a big nose like Rob? When you had your children, Garrett, were you curious about what they would look like?
Oh, of course. And everybody has that conversation, too. So part of me thinks that maybe that this is not to say, you know, race is not important. It shouldn't matter. But when you have a conversation with your friends or your family or significant other, it is like, hey, I wonder what they're going to look like, what their skin tone is going to be.
They're going to be tall, they're going to be short,
little nose, big nose. Yep. And someone who is in a mixed relationship, you're curious because you do not see it a lot. And I think that's maybe where we are. And people took it the way they wanted to take it of, oh, they're being racist, or others took it as, that's not racist, you know, and here we are now discussing what it really means.
Yeah, my sources tell me in the palace that conversations were had, but they were also had about William and Kate's kids. Will the kids be bald like William, or will they be tall and skinny like Kate? And this is a conversation that I'm told is more about curiosity than racism.
Did William write a letter to dad going,
he did
hey,
not
I know
write
who,
a letter.
I know who said
they're going to be bald.
Children bald.
Yeah, I want to defend Meghan here. I do. My instinct is to say that this is just so wrong. But when I hit the phones and when I spoke to my sources, they said it really was about curiosity rather than being hateful. It wasn't meant to be mean. I think the family can really think about this. They have. Also, too, what I find so interesting here as a former PR expert is that this is the worst sort of rumour because it never ends. It's like you're being killed by a thousand cuts. It's a little cut every day, every week, and it adds up. I think it would be better if these two alleged people were exposed and then they could tell their side of the story and what they really meant. And maybe it was awful, but I think that then we can all move on. At the moment, there's this really ugly guessing game. Whenever I see the royals on the balcony at Buckingham Palace, I'm literally guessing through my mind, who said it? Did you say it? Did you say it? Mm-hmm. Now, remember at the time, people thought it was the Queen or Prince Philip who had said this. He said some dodgy things in the past. And they actually put out a statement through Oprah saying it was not the Queen, it was not Philip. Now we know it's not Prince Charles, because she wouldn't have sent a letter to Charles naming Charles. Right. He would have known. And so it's very complicated situation here.
It was the chef in the library with the candlestick.
It could be the chef in the library. And then get this. This has changed too. In the book, it says a member of the royal household. So it might not even be a member of the family. The royal household are all the people that work in the palace. So this could have been a butler.
That's
it could have been an assistant.
Yeah.
It could have been a publicist. It could have been a senior advisor.
This is the game of Clue.
The net now has got a little bit wider, which brings us to our poll question of the day. A new book claims that Meghan named two people, not one person, inside the royal household. That's the key word here, not the royal family, the royal household, who made, quote, racist remarks. Should these two people be revealed? Should they be revealed? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Yossib. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Garrett Love, what are you working on?
Oh, well, you know, it is the holidays, and now everybody gets their holiday photos together, and they go to Macy's or JCPenney and, you know, sit with Santa. Well, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith didn't do that. They decided to post their own photo on Thanksgiving saying, hey, we're together. Look at us. A very cute black and white photo that they posted coming off of the rumors that Will had sex with a former friend / actor in his dressing room, all according to his former assistant, which both Will and Jada have adamantly, more Jada so, denied, and saying that they will be seeking lawsuits once everything's settled. But back to the photo, of course. The photo was shared by all their children, of course, and said, perfect Thanksgiving. I hope yours as well. That's what Jada put in there. And, it's kind of interesting seeing how this is all played out since Jada's book has come out and Will has done... been there in support. You know,
he showed up
at signings, and he's taken photos and spoken very, very highly of her, even though she maybe has taken the low road in some parts of her book, but then has come back and supported Will. So it's a very, I feel like this is an emotional roller coaster we're on. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where it's like, okay, what are you going to say to us today? Make us feel good. And now I feel bad for everybody. Now I feel great. This photo, we're on the high right now. So you know what it means. After a high on a roller coaster, the low, the drop.
Oh, the low could come.
Something is coming.
I hope not. I think the cliche is a picture is worth a thousand words, but it really does say a lot. They're beautiful pictures. They're on naughtygossip.com. They have a complicated relationship. And what I do admire about this couple is they don't pretend otherwise. Let's be honest. A lot of us have complicated relationships, but we never let you see that side of our lives.
Right.
On Instagram and social media, we always just put the positive stuff out. And that's not true. Everybody fights. Even Bruce and I fight. We do have disagreements. Not very often, but we do. What about you and your wife? There must be moments.
Of course. For those that say we have I was talking to my sister and her husband, who have been married for about a year now, and one of the trends when you get married is friends give you, you know, like a case of wine, and each thing is like a moment in time of, you know, first this, first that, first Christmas, first fight, and they're like, we haven't opened that yet. I go, liars, you liars. There should be a first lie, and that's where you open that one, because
Will
you are
Jada,
liars.
Will and Jada are complicated, but it's lovely to see them together. And she did say that they're not divorced. They're separated, and she's going to fight to save the marriage. So fingers crossed. Hey, moving along, this is quite serious. Jamie Foxx has denied sexual assault accusations, calling the lawsuit frivolous. So Jamie Foxx was hit with a lawsuit in New York in which he was accused of sexually assaulting somebody in 2015. A spokesperson for Foxx said the following, quote, "The alleged incident never happened. In 2020, this individual filed a nearly identical lawsuit in Brooklyn. That case was dismissed shortly afterwards." And also on the same topic, Diddy's head of security has come forward and had a very cryptic post about Cassie. Now, if you remember last week, Cassie accused Diddy of rape, of sexual assault, and then that lawsuit was settled. Lots of money exchanged hands and it went away. However, In the original filing, Cassie did name the head of security Roger Bonds. Now, he's responded with the following. This is not meant to be a threat or snitching or anything like that against Cassie or Diddy or anyone else. This is me telling my truth, as I truly remember it for two reasons only. He goes on to say that those reasons are his daughter. He saw it. Yep. And he now is not going to be quiet. So I think these two are far from over, Garrett.
And it's interesting, too, especially in New York, because there was a statute of limitations coming to an end in New York. And if you just live in the area, or maybe you're just up on some just news, there was a lot of sexual allegations and lawsuits dropped over the last week, one including Diddy's and then Jamie Foxx's, the mayor of New York City. Now is the time. Friends at the offices downtown in Manhattan said it was almost like a line, trying to get into a club of people lining up, of not just celebrities, just people that have regular people. So
it was a law that was put into place. It ended on Thursday.
Right.
But you had a year to come forward and talk about this. The statute of limitations was 3 years. So if this had happened before then, if this had happened 4 years ago or 3 years and a day ago, it was too late. You couldn't file. Well, they put in a special law and it was only applicable for a year. It has expired on Thursday, but we're going to certainly keep you up to speed on all these lawsuits. Hey, quickly before we get a break, some nice news.
Yes.
Britney Spears and Sam's divorce seems to be, quote, cordial.
Yes, according to some TMZ sources, that the couple is, you know, seeing eye to eye on their prenuptial agreement, which, I mean, how can you fight it? If you have a prenup,
It's solid.
It's pretty solid, and you know it favors Britney, right?
Yes.
And I'm sure she is giving her ex-husband a very nice farewell package of sorts, where he also probably has to speak very highly of her.
Mm-hmm.
Normally you don't see it. You see everybody trying to fight for, you know, every last inch of penny. And what was the guy from Will and Grace that was over the weekend?
Eric McCormack announced the divorce after over 20 years. I hope that's cordial.
Years. Yeah, 27. Yeah. Here's the interesting thing, and this is just me kind of stirring the pot. Do you think once Sam gets his paycheck, or maybe it's over time, does he come out and give a little tidbit here and there about of Britney?
No, I think that when he gets this check, he's going to have to sign an NDA, and I think he's going to be happy to do it. I know Sam a little bit. I know his people. He's actually kind of a good guy.
He seems like
in this for the money. He'll probably get $1 million out of Britney, but he's not going to get half a fortune. She's worth about 60, 70 million, and I think that he's going to be happy with the million, and I think he's going to try and move on with his life. This is finally some good news. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm not sure if I did, but Garrett Berger. Hey, Garrett, let's get to...
We need longer breaks.
It's a short break on this show. Now, our last show, we didn't do a poll. We were talking about a subject that just wasn't right to do a poll about. I think it was the Jamie Foxx allegations, and I'm not going to ask stuff about that. So don't forget to vote on today's poll, so we will have those results for you tomorrow. You can vote by going to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results.
By the way, credit to you for still calling it Twitter, because it's weird saying, go vote on X. You know what I mean? Like, it's weird.
It takes me a moment.
I think if you normally use it, it's still Twitter to people, and rightfully so. Like,
I still call it Twitter.
I identify as Twitter. You know,
I'm a Twitter. I'm a tweet. I'm a tweet, tweet, tweet. Okay, let's do our nicest of the day.
All right, so Sofia Vergara.
I love her.
I think there's something there. Like there's this major comeback. She was a host on AGT. She hasn't acted really since Modern Family, but I have a feeling I think this is like after now the divorce is final, she is going to come back and do something big. What? I don't know, but I think you're right. But she is shutting down a grading rumor regularly hurled at women in Hollywood. She has been subjected to uninvited guests in the comment section on our social media, accusing her of getting plastic surgery and keeping her youthful appearance more times than she could count. So a lot of people coming at her going, oh, look at all the work you've got done, money. Bags, you know, like she said, I'll always want to say no. It's called aging. It's called effing. I'm old. That's why I look different. And credit to her for saying that. I do Botox in my eyes and in my neck regularly, and products. I like products. You know, it's just like Joey Fatone just a couple of weeks ago saying that he got hair plugs and some mm-hmm. stomach work done. You know, and it's because you know you get old and you want to look and feel good. So
yeah,
credit to her
there's no shame in this. There's no shame in it. Talk out about it, Sophia. You look gorgeous inside and out. And now I noticed today, naughty, naughty, naughty. So in this new book that I'm devouring, Queen Camilla reportedly thanked one of Meghan Markle's enemies. So the book is claiming that Camilla reached out to Piers Morgan and thanked him for defending the monarchy. Now, if you remember back in 2021, Morgan was on Good Morning Britain, and he said he wouldn't believe Meghan if she read him the weather report. He nicknamed her Pinocchio Princess. He got fired from that job. Now this new book is claiming Camilla made it very clear to Piers that she was grateful for all his kindness. Now he's also took some jabs at the late Princess Diana. He's taken jabs at Harry and Meghan, but two people he's been very kind to over the years are King Charles and Camilla. Now, people are going to have their favourites. That's part of life. I will always defend you, Garrett, no matter what you do. But you should not send me a thank you note. That is where it gets creepy, creepy, creepy and naughtiest.
But here's the thing, Rob. If you and I ever dated, and you know who's to say that will never happen, I will then not go on my radio show and talk ill of you because you decided to go off and marry a famous producer that now has a Broadway show. You know, like I will not hold that grudge for so many years.
If somebody does something nice for you while putting somebody else down, be careful about your response. That's the moral of this story. Let's end with a moment of Rob. People that love you care about how they make you feel.
Yes.
The end. That's it. People that love you do care about how they make you feel. Every day, I try to make Bruce feel great. I want him to have a great day. I love him. Garrett, I love you. I want you to have a great day. I want you to feel good every day.
Speaking to you outside of this show, you do that for a lot of people, Not to toot your own horn, and I know you won't because that's not the type of person you are, but when you speak to people, you leave them with feeling like, hey, there's this like great feeling, you know, like a ray of sunshine coming through the phone as you walk up and down the east and west side of Manhattan. I did realize I am your fluffer during your walks. But
you're good to kill an hour with. I've got to kill an hour.
But you make people feel good no matter how.
Make
whether
people.
On the, yeah, in person.
Thank
or
you.
On
make people feel good. Make people feel good. Let me say it again. People that love you care about how they make you feel. I want you to feel great, naughties. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you gotta be nice. Take care, everybody. Peace.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.